11 quick fixes for dressing and grooming problems on the road. So when it comes to traveling, some men are careful packers. They make a list and carefully lay out the clothes they need for their trip a day or two before their departure. Other men, well, they're last-minute packers, and they're going to be rushing around the house, throwing things into their bag while reassessing whether or not they missed anything and hoping that they didn't. No matter what kind of a packer you are, however, you're going to likely have experienced that nagging feeling that you left something, or that, you know, gosh, you know, or when you're packing really quickly, you may actually break something and not even notice till you arrive at your destination. So I want to give you 11 tips on, as a traveler, how to deal with this, because travel can be a wonderful experience, but it also brings a special set of problems. Basically, you don't have access to all the resources you normally have at your house. So to, you know, again, these tips, they're not probably long-term fixes, but they should at least give you an idea of how to tackle them whenever they arise. So number one, you show up and you don't have any shaving cream. Well, this is not the end of the world, because you can simply use a bar of soap or any type of conditioner or even lotion that is just going to create a little bit of a smoother surface whenever you're having the razor go over it. Again, you don't want to do this too much, especially if it's not devised for your face, but in a pinch, any type of lubricant is going to work fine as you're running the razor over there. The deal is to create that layer between your razor and the skin. And the trick is, if you're going to be going over for a second pass, to reapply the lubricant. Number two, your zipper is stuck. So this one's a pretty easy fix. If you can't get the zipper to go up and down, consider using a little bit of soap or liquid soap just to go up and down on the zipper, and all of a sudden it's going to be a lot easier to go up and down. Number three, you're unfamiliar with the dry, cold climate, and it's causing your skin to break out in a rash and flake, and your lips are cracked. Solution, use a light amount of skin protectant or petroleum jelly to help smooth your skin and lips. Unlike lighter lotions, skin protectants provide a heavier layer of protection and can be used on the lips for long-lasting protection. And you can pick up petroleum jelly pretty much anywhere. Tip number four. You've got an iron, but no ironing board. All you have to do is you need a table and a clean white towel, preferably, you know, light colored one, although it can be light gray or light blue. At the end of the day, you don't want to transfer any color, but you simply use this, put it on your desk, and you use that as the ironing board. It works. Problem number five, your perfectly shined black shoes have a huge scuff mark on them. Use a cotton napkin or towel to dry and to buff it out, transferring the wax and polish from the other parts of this shoe to the scuff. If you're in a hotel or have access to the convention center staff, ask for a complimentary shoe buff kit. A lot of hotels carry this. And if none of this works, use a little bit of a black marker. And, you know, some people talk about using the back of a banana peel. If you have access to a banana peel, I guess you can try that as well. Tip six, your shirt collar is too small. So you don't know how it happened, but you wake up in the morning, you go to button up that shirt collar, and it is just too small. No matter if you just had an extra half an inch or 3/4 inch, you could make it happen. The simple solution is to move the button. So most dress shirts can accommodate the button being moved about 3/4 inch without making the collar space look disproportional. Call your hotel lobby, ask for an emergency sewing kit. If you are not staying at a hotel or your hotel doesn't have one, then just randomly stop at a nice looking hotel on the way, or if you're at a convention center, go ask the people at the lobby there. They should have one. It seems like I'd say 75% of the hotels I've been to, I always ask for one, and I carry one as a little bit of an emergency sewing kit. But a tip, consider a wider tie knot to offset the larger collar space up there. So look at a half Windsor or a Shelby. Those are solid choices. Tip number seven, your sweater is pilling and it's covered with fuzzballs. Okay, again, this is something you probably should have tried to take care of before you're on the road, but if you find there's a lot of pilling on your sweater and it's bothering you, what you can do is simply take your razor and go over gently and remove them with a razor. This is a very simple, it takes a little bit of time to do it completely across the sweater, but it's going to it's going to eliminate the pilling. Tip number 8. Okay, you just spilled 20-ounce coffee all over the front of your shirt. What to do? Depends on how much coffee and, you know, depending on what happens here and how well you're prepared. Option number 1 is to change your shirt. So quickly call, let your boss know that you're going to be about 20 minutes late, head back to your hotel room and change. Option 2, pit stop. Okay, you don't have time to change, but there is a store that's close. Go in and simply buy a new shirt. Yes, you're going to be out $20 to $40. It's not going to fit as well, but at the end of the day, you're going to feel better about yourself all day, especially when you've got that big presentation. Option number 3, remove the stain. Let's say you've got a bit of time. Take off the shirt, spot clean it or wash it at all, depending in just in a sink. You can use the local soap there. You know, wring it out as much as you can to dry. Then take it to your office, use an iron, or if you're traveling, you know, you may want to use the iron right there and iron it out and use the iron with the moisture in the shirt to actually dry it out. And boom, maybe it took you, you know, again, 20 minutes, but you've got a shirt that looks great, has the stains removed, and you're going to feel great the rest of the day. Tip number 9, your trousers have lost their waist button. What to do? Okay, so if the waist button of the trousers happens to fall off, you can fix it with a hotel sewing kit, as I suggested that you go and acquire above, or you can buy, you know, yourself a bit of time by taking something that and creating a makeshift button. So you're going to have to actually see the image that we use in the guide, but basically you're going to be rigging up your trousers so that they're going to be held together, and you can use something like a key ring or even a key where the hole used to be and thread it through the key and use that to hold it. And yes, you know, it's not going to be very practical, but you know, you're a man. Most of the time, you've got to use the bathroom. We're standing up and you can just undo the zipper. But at the end of the day, you're going to be also be covering it up with a belt. And if you do bust that button, you know, really it's something that if you've got a belt on, the belt should do a good job of holding it together. Travel tip number 10, the back of your pants just ripped open. First, you want to evaluate the situation. Is it a torn seam or did you rip the fabric? So I'm going to assume that first you ripped the seam. The seams, they look worse than what they are, but the great part here is that you've just really torn the edges of the fabric. So assuming that you've got a little bit of room in the trousers and they weren't too tight to begin with, you're going to be able to bring those together and using the emergency sewing kit, sew those together. Now, you may be asking yourself, well, how am I going to move around with this hole in the back of my pants? Hopefully you're wearing a jacket. Travelers, you know, anytime you go to a convention or something, make sure you've got that jacket on because it's going to, if it's the right length, cover your backside. But in any case, you're going to be taking off your trousers to do this type of work. And so you want to have a bit of privacy. Worst case, you go to a bathroom stall and you do this in there. You take your pants off. You're going to be turning the pants inside out and you're going to be giving yourself, look at where the torn, look at the fabric, how it's reacted, bring it back together, and you're going to be stitching. You want to definitely remove any torn threads, and you want to start resealing look at where the previous stitching was, and look, is it going to be able to hold a stitch? And start about half an inch above that and half an inch below. And for good measure, you know, even consider going through twice. Don't worry about the technique or it being perfectly straight. Again, we're just going to close up this hole temporarily and it should get you through. If you've got a bit of time, you should consider going back and changing into a separate set of trousers, as these are never going to be so strong. And if they tore once, you can bet that they probably are going to tear again if you put any strain on them. Now, if the trousers fabric is torn, this can potentially be more serious, as the fabric cannot be stitched together long term. In this situation, options include mending tape, patches, and in a pinch, fabric superglue. So what you will do here is, or just regular superglue, what you'll do here is you'll put and just grab a piece of fabric from, I don't know, maybe you can find a rag or something to even put underneath, and then you're going to super glue that into there. And so you're going to be close, it'll be inside the trousers, and then you'll be folding them over and you're going to be super gluing them together. This is going to have a very stiff and will potentially ruin the trousers long term. But again, if this tear is in a spot that you're having to worry about that, you know, it's probably worth you giving it a shot. Tip number 11, you forgot to pack underwear, socks, and undershirt. It's often easy to remember the big things you need to pack and harder to remember the small things like underwear, as if they are just not at the top of our mind. If you forget an item of underclothing, there's no need to pay for a hotel's expensive laundry service. Just do it yourself. But please don't go commando. So what you're going to do is every night at the end of the day, you're going to take a shower and you're going to wash your clothing and you're going to lay it out the night before. Lay it next to a vent. If they've even got an air conditioner or a little bit of a heater, you want to go lay it over there. The airflow is going to help it dry quicker. At the end of the day, you want it, and if worst case, you're putting it on in the morning and it's a little bit moist. Don't worry. It's going to dry usually within 45 minutes to an hour and you'll be perfectly fine. This ends this section on 11 quick fixes for dressing and grooming problems on the road.